Dear friends in Christ, the story of Zacchaeus has been eternally embedded in our minds. But have you ever wondered what made a well-dressed, successful, self-made, wealthy, prominent tax collector through shame and ridicule to the wind and climb a tree just to get a glimpse of Jesus? Have you imagined that? Let's imagine that Donald Trump left his tower in New York and come to Africa in Nigeria and climb one of the trees in order to see Jesus. Or Hillary Clinton leaves and comes to Houston and climb one of the trees close to Westheimer. This is how wealthy Zacchaeus was. He could be compared to people like Trump, like Clinton, and even somebody like Bill Gates. Because he was a rich man. In order to understand that question, let us take a fictional journey to the little humbled city of Jericho in Palestine. In Zacchaeus' day, the Rome Senate has found it convenient to collect their huge sum of taxation through middlemen living in each of the provinces. These middlemen overcharged the people, if you go to Luke's Gospel chapter 3 verse 13, and brought false charges of smuggling in the hope of extorting more money from the people. The Jews, who hated paying tribute of any kind to an occupying foreign power, were doubtfully offended by such blatant robbery. I know some of you here will be sometimes hungry when you pay your bills, but you have to pay it. I told somebody, I am from Nigeria, and I pray that what I see in America will happen in my country, Nigeria, one day, where everybody will pay their tax. Mind you, that doesn't mean some people doesn't pay tax. They pay. But it is few people that pay tax. And when the few pay in my country, those in government, some, not all, will take the money and bring it to Europe, bring it to America, bring it to different developed countries, and buy big houses for themselves and their children. Why the roads are bad, why the hospitals are bad, and when they are sick, they run to America for treatment. My dear friends, the Jews were angry because people exploit them. Today, we see them being angry when they hear the man Zacchaeus. No wonder, for the Jews, every tax collector is a sinner. No wonder. If you take back your mind to the gospel of last Sunday, the tax collector couldn't raise his face up, but bow his head to the ground and said, "Be merciful to me, a sinner." And what was the Pharisees doing? He exalted himself and said, "I pay my tax. I pay my tithes. I fast." Today, we see another tax collector in the person of Zacchaeus humbled himself and came down when Jesus saw him and said, "Zacchaeus, come down." My dear friends, one of the first lessons to draw from the man Zacchaeus is humility. Despite his wealth, he was humble to have listened to a man people called a fisherman, who is Jesus. Another lesson we must learn and take it strongly is that humility, because we live in a time where many of our parents don't want to be humble to listen to their children anymore. There are many of us who don't want to listen to that yearning of our children, that they want to learn how to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Many of us don't have the time to teach our children anymore. We only allow those in the CCE classes to do that. Have you taken the time to bring your son or your daughter home and said, "Please, can you do the sign of the cross for me to see?" We must be humble to teach them those prayers we learned from our parents. Another lesson, Zacchaeus was humbled to acknowledge that he was a sinner. How many of you know that we must accept this grace of mercy that the church has opened for us, and which is coming to a close in this new month, November? How many of you have gathered graces and many plenary indulgences for yourself and for those souls in purgatory? The last lesson I want you to know is from Jesus, who said that this man is also the son of Abraham. All of us seated here, we are children of Abraham, which means we are blessed people. And if we are blessed people, we must fight to keep those blessings always. 2-3 months ago, I was kidnapped by Boko Haram in Nigeria. For 2 weeks, I was tortured. For 2 weeks, there were girls who was also kidnapped that I met in the forest I was taken to. These young girls, they were 4 in number. They were raped every day before my eyes. For these 2 weeks, 2 people were shot before my eyes. For these 2 weeks, the rainfall and the sunshine shine on me. But do you know what went through my mind? I was longing to have an opportunity to talk to the priest that was negotiating for me, to listen to my confession and give me absolution. Why did I do that? I knew I may not make it. Why am I telling you all this? We must run for mercy and accept mercy and protect America with mercy of God and with the love of God to conquer the hatred that those who don't want to follow the teaching of Christ. Some of you will say, "Father, how comes did you make it alive?" I made it alive because amazing grace spoke on my behalf. Amazing grace gave me a second chance. And that is why I am telling you today that please do not carry that sin of grumbling with your neighbor anymore. Do not go back with that sin of jealousy anymore. Do not continue with that sin of hatred anymore for your friends or your neighbor. The only way to conquer hatred, to conquer fear, is by love. And that love flows in this year of amazing grace. Go home today, reconcile with your son or your daughter, reconcile with that your wife that has left you for so long. Go home today and be humble like Zacchaeus. Pick the phone and call that your husband or that your wife or that your child that have left home for so long. Call him and said, I love you and I forgive you. Go home today, embrace your dad and your mom. Say, Daddy, I love you. I'm sorry for speaking to you the way I spoke to you last night. Amazing grace.